Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, he will also be filling in for Brother Roger Jones and present us with our words of encouragement. I kindly ask you to stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. It's pretty cold here in Riverdale, Georgia, this morning. And it's 7 o'clock, and it's still black as 3 midnight outside. And that's all the way the weather's going. Hope each one of you survive your Thanksgiving holiday. And but Christmas is up on us here on the 25th, which is on a Friday. And so I know that you're still in the hustle and bustle of trying to get that started. So this morning, if you will, turn your Bibles to Matthew 21, verse 23 to 27. Matthew 21, 23 to 27. And we'll sort of follow this thought even on Wednesdays when I come back for my regular program. In Matthew 21, verses 23 to 27, the question this morning is, the church, is it from heaven or is it from man? The church, is it from heaven or is it from man? Listen to this passage. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority dost thou do these things? And whom give you this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I am likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? Is it from heaven or is it from man? And they reasoned among themselves and said, if we say from heaven, he will say, why didn't you believe him? But if we say of man, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. He answered them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. You see, Jesus didn't answer a lot of foolish questions. And sometimes we as Bible scholars or Bible teachers or Bible believers think that we have to try to answer every question that somebody asks us. And I want to encourage you, be cautious about that. I used to be cautious about that when somebody would ask me, said, Brother Bradshaw, let me ask you a question. So I've asked five or six preachers, and they haven't been able to answer this yet. I don't fool with them kind of questions. It's because it's a setup. It's a setup. And so don't get yourself trapped out there trying to find something in the Bible that's not there, trying to reason or rationale with somebody who is trying to defend pretty much their own idea about a particular thing. And so here Jesus, the Son of God, who had the authority, he says, I'll tell you if you tell me. They said, if we say of men, then he said, but if we say if we say from heaven, then he would say unto us, why didn't you believe it? But if we say from man, he says, we fear the people, for we hold John a prophet. And so Jesus said, I won't tell you by the authority for which I do these things. But this idea of the church, is it from heaven or is it from man? In Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 4, he says, for every house is built by some man, but he that buildeth all things is God. There are many churches among us today, and there's no disrespect from that standpoint, but they all don't support us as far as going to heaven. Some say one church is as good as another. Some say there's nothing in a name. But in Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 64, says that it is. We all are trying to get to the same place, is what they say. They say, you go to your church, and I go to mine. Maybe you've heard some of these kinds of things. We're all Christians, and it doesn't matter what church you go to. Well, does it matter? Does it make a difference? If you're talking about going to heaven, it makes all the difference in the world. In Matthew 28, verse number 20, he says, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach the gospel to every nation. And then in John 14, verses 1 through 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In John 10, verse number 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. In Matthew 16, verses 18, Jesus declared that I will build my church. And then he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, when you read that, he said, for other foundations can no man lay that that which is already laid, which is Christ Jesus. And he cautions people to be how they build upon this foundation, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 10 and number 13. Now, this is no disrespect, but this is the way it's laid out. Here's the deal. Man cannot have the authority to build the church. In Rome, Boniface III in 606 A.D. Started the Roman Catholic Church. The leader of that church, dead, buried. In Germany, Martin Luther in 1520 A.D. started the Lutheran Church. Dead, buried. In Switzerland, John Calvin in 1536 A.D. started the Presbyterian Church, dead and buried. In England, John Wesley in 1739 A.D. started the Methodist Church, dead and buried. In America, Joseph Smith in 1830 A.D. started the Latter-day Saints, dead, buried. In America, William Miller in 1830 A.D. started the Adventist Church, dead, buried. In America, Charles T. Russell in 1872 started the Jehovah's Witness Church, dead, buried. Joseph Smith in London started in 1607 the Baptist Church, dead and buried. Among us, Alexander Campbell did not start the Church of Christ. He did not move to America until 1809, dead and buried. But Christ, in Acts chapter 2, verses 29 through 26, when you read that passage, the Lord's church started in A.D. 33 in Jerusalem by Jesus Christ, living. He is still alive. In Luke 24, verses 5 through 6, why seek you the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Christ promised one church in Matthew 16 and verse number 18. Christ purchased the one church in Acts 20 and verse 28. The apostles established the one church in Acts 2, verse 38. And the Bible reveals the one church in Ephesians 4 and verse number 4. There's one body, one spirit, even as you're called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 10 through 22. He says, if Christ be not risen, then your preaching is in vain, your faith is in vain, and yet you're still in your sins. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're all men most miserable. Christ prayed for one church in John 17, verses 20 and 21. Need the prayer for these alone, them which believe shall believe on me through thy word, that they all might be one, as the Father in me and I in thee, that they also might be one in us, that the world might believe that thou hast sent me. If any church established by any other than Christ, by any other place than Jerusalem, by any other time than the first Pentecost after the resurrection, it cannot be the Church of Christ. The church from heaven, or is it from man? Is the Church of Christ built on earth today? If not, no church has a divine right to exist. If not, all churches are human and no salvation found in any of them. In the book of Psalm 127 and verse 1, he says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. In Matthew 15 and verse number 13, he says, but he answered and said to them, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. If the church, is the Church of Christ built on earth today? If not, no church has a divine right to exist. If not, all are human and no salvation found in them at all. But Jesus said, And he said unto him, he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, and in all things he might have the preeminence. We'll continue this thought at another opportune time. But this is for the ladies. This is for all ladies. This is a ladies' Bible class. Ladies' Bible class on Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. Ladies' Bible class at 7:30 p.m. And they're studying women of Conqueror. They're studying Abigail, a leader led by a lady. Contact Sister Bradshaw at bradshawlca@gmail.com or 404-210-9952, and she'll be more than happy to send you the lesson so that you can follow along on your phone or on your computer or whatever it might be. But this is a ladies' Bible class. Father, we thank you for this day and for this opportunity, and we especially thank you for the church. If we get in it, live in it, and die in it, we'll see you in after a while. Be with those who are in the hospital, hospice, those who are in hospice care, those who are in home care. Continue to help us through this pandemic. Continue to be with us in the good times and also in the bad times. We love you. We adore you. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he is coming again, and have a super-duper day.